This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. Hello, everybody. My name's Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
He's sitting in the middle of the studios at 550 K-Fire, fortified, COVID-free fortress that it is.
Well, COVID-resistant. I don't know about COVID-free, but...
Yeah.
Is it because there's anything? I mean, we don't know.
Don't depress us.
Just saying.
Manning the controls.
We give accurate information on this show here.
Actually, let's
stay consistent with that. That's all.
Manning the controls at AM 1100, the flag. Kevin Flynn.
Yes, sir.
We also have Dustin Moore and a very capable staff over at 970 WDAY. No, I've done it. I've got to mention who's running the show at KTGO, and I think that's Spencer. KLTC, I don't know. Todd might know. But anyway.
That would be me.
We can't do this without a lot of talented folks. Daniel's down there fighting a kidney stone and answering your calls, for crying out loud. Talk about dedication.
That's tough, man.
That we have on this program. Phenomenal. And Leah Backstrom here with all of our digital outreach, so you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and other places as well. Are we on Instagram? Yeah, we are. The flag is on Instagram. What's on your mind is not on Instagram. We should maybe do a What's on Your Mind picture of the day or something.
Are you on Parler and MeWe and...
Yeah, I'm on Parler now. I'm learning
Marco Polo and...
Yeah, exactly right. Man, that's crazy. I got an interesting text from a listener in the middle of the night. That gave me a little a pause that I wanted to chat a little bit here about today. We have an entire hour to talk about whatever's on your mind, and I mean whatever's on your mind, okay? Next hour, Senator Kevin Cramer will be here. Judging by the previous few days of concern related to January 6th and what will happen in the presidential race, I'm guessing most of the calls for Senator Cramer will be about that, and I encourage it, whatever your questions are, that you call. I mean, we've got COVID relief going through the Senate. We've got a budget situation. We've got a lot of different things. So encourage your calls for Senator Cramer. This hour, it's a free-for-all. It's a Friday free-for-all. It's whatever you want. So let us know. We're also going to keep tabs on some of these road conditions, which I guess are getting worse. I haven't seen an official report in North Dakota. Maybe, Todd, you can check if anything's changing there. Minnesota, I know, has gotten tougher in the last hour. Jesse Grabo, who's with the Minnesota Highway Patrol, is out on a crash right now. And texted us earlier. What did he say again about the roads?
Roads are getting slick. In the last 10 minutes, we're responding and out with six crashes, some rollovers, one jackknife semi I-94, mile marker between 17 and 47, right by Barnesville, about a 30-mile stretch. And motorists, he said, are driving way too fast on obviously slippery roads, which they always seem to do. But slow it down. East end of our listening neighborhood.
Exactly. All right. Here's the text. Scott. That's my name, so I knew it was directed to me. Scott.
You're quick.
Yeah,
You're
I know. Not a lot gets by me.
Right?
Yeah. I wanted to forward it to Todd, but it didn't say Todd. It said Scott. So
well,
right,
you should not be forwarding it to me.
It says, you have the power by representing us through your radio voice to put the heat on Kevin Cramer, John Hovind, and Kelly Armstrong. Can we expect that from you? Otherwise, the Republican Party will become extinct to the vast majority of us. Will Hovind and Cramer sign documents with the House to debate the evidence before the electoral votes are finalized on January 6th? All right, let's go through this. One, I have no power. Zero zilch, nada.
I don't know about that.
Oh, here we go. Yes! It's not a Christmas version of that, so it's vetoed.
Come on, Scotty.
It's vetoed.
Raise the power.
It almost sounds like sleigh bells in the background there, but
then it does, yeah.
All I do on this program with everyone else is facilitate a conversation that gives you the power. Because, trust me, if I say something to to Senator Kramer, Hovind, Congressman Armstrong, Governor Burgum, or anybody else in the Northern Plains that represents you. You know, they kind of, it's blah, 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 because they hear it. You know, I mean, I don't miss an opportunity to, and generally, what I'm doing is reflecting what you're saying. This is what people are saying. So if there's any power, and I don't consider it power, I consider it a privilege to reflect your views, that's what I do. That's what I do. Because try as you might to keep a pulse on what people are thinking, it's darn tough when you're a governor, a lieutenant governor, a member of Congress. You just, number one, you work your tail off. And you got this agency head and that agency head and this person here and there. You're just flooded with things. So I'm not excusing it, but I'm saying it's a service to them to know what people are thinking. So we always will provide that without question. And obviously, the amount of access that Senator Kramer has given is given. You know, he's received national awards for this. Nobody's done more talk radio town hall hours than Senator Kevin Kramer in Congress. So he's here. My challenge, I'm going to turn it around, is to you to say, do something with it. Because you've got that. And I will say, all of the congressional delegation and the governor, they are accessible to us. If we ask them to come on, an effort begins to get them on. Sometimes it takes longer than we like. Sometimes we smell a little, I'm busy, and I'm really busy, but they don't necessarily want to come on and have to explain this side of the other thing. Not with the Senator Kramer, but with the others occasionally. That's the case. It's a little more of a delay, but I will tell you, they all come on. I've never had any of them say, no, nope, I'm not coming on your show. No way, we're not going to. Or their staffs. It doesn't happen. Just a matter of timing and logistics and figure it out. So take advantage of it. I have no problem with you emailing me saying, I want Senator so-and-so, I want Congressman so-and-so to know, here's how I feel. I forward those on. I let them know. I think that's important. But having that conversation, the dialogue, so you get an idea what they're saying and what, you know, they can hear what you're saying, makes a difference. So can you expect it from me? Of course. If representing you through the radio is, in fact, reflecting what you're saying, I do that all the time, and I'll continue to do that. And I think today I may even just sort of boil down, start with a consensus of what people are saying, which I believe is the following. Fight. Fight with every tool you have. Let us know you're fighting so we can be there right with you and tell us how we can help. Because I do think this, folks, I do, and I'm gonna say guilty as charged. I'm going to say, Scott, look in the mirror before you say this. And when I do that, I go, yeah, you're right. What do? On this program, I sit in a chair and I talk into a microphone. I got a mouse and a keyboard and a phone and have a conversation with you. Well, could I do more? Probably. I love what we get to do. We magnify your voices. We inform people. We educate people. We let all views be heard. Some people think, oh, that's a crackpot idea. They call on the radio. But what can we do? What does fight look like? If we want our congressional delegation to fight, which in my mind would mean I'm watching Senator Hovind, Senator Kramer, Congressman Armstrong, Senator Thune, Senator Johnson, Congressman Dusty, the Montana delegation, now Michelle Fischbach in the House from District 7 of Minnesota. Don't have any Republican senators, so we know what they're going to do. I want to know they're fighting. I want to know they care. I don't want a press release about a $2 million grant that goes to a water plant. I know it's important to Timbuktu, but it's not
top of mind right now.
Right. The issue right now is, are we going to fairly count every vote for president of the United States? Are we going to do everything in our power to make sure every phony vote, every fake vote, every illegal vote is rejected? Simple as that. That's what we require of them. What should be required of us? What does fight look like on this issue, the presidential election? What does fight look like? What do we do? More than we're doing now. Because you're calling, emailing, texting. I'm yapping into a microphone and taking your calls, reading your emails and texts. But what does a fight look like? What should it be? What will make a difference? Something the fake news media can't ignore, can't possibly ignore, like they are this morning. I see they're kind of ignoring the news that evidently the Secretary of Defense has ordered everybody in the Defense Department to not cooperate with the Biden election or the Biden transition team.
Oh, really?
Which means something is amiss. Some shenanigans happened. I don't know. That's really bizarre. It just happens to watch breaking news from Jonathan Swan at Axios. Could be fake news, I guess, but that's the story now. But we know, you know, they're hopeless. We'll change them another day. Let's worry about the election. Tell me what you think when we continue.
Oh, Dasher's top of Santa's shopping list, North Dakota's sweet crude liqueur. It's steeped in tradition, seasoned to perfection, and kissed with a lick of fire. Its smooth taste is like Christmas in a bottle. Oh, 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 just right. Fruitspirits.com.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials. 2 for $11, a pizza, quarter pizza. 2 for $3, liquid ice. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag. Coffee and cappuccino drinks, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA.
Make your gifting Christmas in a bottle this year with North Dakota's sweet crude liqueur. Over ice or mixed, it's steeped in tradition, seasoned just right. And warm is my favorite comfort, my perfect sipper on a cold winter's night. Find it at crudespirits.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA would love to have the honor of serving you lunch today, and it is home cooking, it is grab and go convenience, and it's really, really good. You go to Yulin, Minnesota, the PetroServe USA there, Meatballs today. Exactly right. Pancake on a stick. You can't make it up.
Hello. That sounds good, actually.
It does. A little syrup, a little butter. Don't have to get your hands all sticky. Because you always do from the knife, you know. I mean, I love it. I said the 12th Avenue North, I-29 location of PetroServe USA. Chicken tenders at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Three sloppy joes and chips in Harwood. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine in Valley City. Exit 292. Also, Fridays mean personal pepperoni pizzas with cheesy or garlic bread, only $5.99. 4 for $4 deals at many of the PetroServe USA locations. Great chicken. I always hear about the folks in Mandan that love the chicken, but that chicken is good at all of the PetroServe USA and Valley Dairy stores. That's right. And you might see a slight difference or signage to the stores these days. The Marathon Oil signs are one example. You know, where they buy their gas is how they're able to give you the deals they give you. So, you know, they have more options for gas and multiple suppliers. So some are Senex, some are Marathon, but they're still PetroServe USAs. Those folks are just vendors, just pumping the gas right there for you. All right, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. I left the whole hour open for you today, and I did it purposely because I wanted to say, you tell me what's on your mind. And it doesn't have to be what's on my mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. John in a necktie, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott. Yesterday I called up and was talking about a bunch of private citizens finding this much fraud. Imagine what the FBI and the Department of Justice could find if they actually did an investigation. And you said, what are you doing with that frustration? And I don't know, to me that sounded a little bit like you thought that that statement was just complaining about the Republicans or whatever, and I wasn't. It was a statement of if people that whose business it is not, I mean, it's not to investigate stuff like this. Like, if the FBI had a legitimate investigation and wasn't corrupt, and then the Justice Department wasn't corrupt and prosecuted them, imagine what we could find. I think you'd find a lot. But in that realm of what are you doing with your frustration, I can tell you what I'm doing today and what I hope a lot of other people can do, maybe with the help of your show. Because on the 6th of January, the House and the Senate are going to meet, and they are going to record the electoral votes for president. And it only takes one person from the House and one person from the Senate. There can be a lot more than that, but it only takes one person from each chamber to object to stop the proceeding right there and go into debate. So I'm asking everybody that's listening to this program to call up Senator Hoeven, to call up Senator Cramer, to get a hold of Congressman Armstrong, and to tell them that they should object to the proceedings. They don't have to worry about us, because I don't think they're going to lose any support if they do this. But Mitch McConnell isn't for this, so I know Senator Cramer and Senator Hoeven are under the gun there a little bit. It depends if they're scareder of Mitch McConnell than they are of their constituents back in North Dakota. And I'm not asking Hoeven to run around like his hair's on fire. I'm asking him to calmly get up on the floor of the Senate, and Cramer too, and object to the proceedings.
And I don't think you're asking a whole lot. I don't know the downside in that. Obviously, you'd have, you know, some media attention and you know, the left-wing foam-at-the-mouth rabid folks would freak out. But you're just objecting. And what happens after you object, by the way, is a review of the evidence.
Well,
right?
No,
that's the process starts with the.
It goes into debate on the floor of the Senate and the floor of the House, and if they can't,
yeah, the debate though is on the evidence. The debate's on the evidence.
Well,
so,
it goes into a debate. If they can't come to an agreement, ultimately can't come to an agreement, the votes don't get recorded, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris don't get to be president and vice president for a while, and the debate goes on. And then at some point, if they still can't agree, the Senate will pick a vice president, and the House, I shouldn't say the House, because it's not the House of Representatives, it's the
joint session, right?
Legislators that will pick the president. And there are more Republican state legislatures than there are Democrat. More state legislators, I think it's about 38 in this country, that's controlled by Republicans. Now, I'm not saying this is a long shot, but it's got to start somewhere, and someone's got to have guts enough to do this. You can't sit there and say, yeah, I'm for President Hoeven or President Trump. I've done all this, and I'm really, you know, and you're mealy-mouthed on this, and then you say, gee, maybe I should have done that. I mean, it's nutcracking time here. And, you know, there's people that you see them score 20 points in a basketball game, but when there's 30 seconds left and they're down by 2 points, they don't want the ball. They're hiding in the corner hoping people don't see them. Well, that's kind of the Republican Party, but it's not cracking time.
And what you're saying is, what you're doing is holding their feet to the fire. You're taking your concerns and your wishes right directly to people that represent you. That's doing something. And
yeah. And I think everybody that listens to this program ought to, and you can ask Kramer about this today if he's I'm assuming he's on Friday in his town hall. But if you want to know more about it, all you got to do is go to Rush's Wednesday show transcript, and you can read all about it. Just exactly what will happen.
Yeah, and we've read the whole thing as well. I don't remember when it was. I think it was last week. We walked through every step.
It was Wednesday of this week.
No, we did. We walked through the whole chain of the events and how they go, and it is evidence-based. They debate, which, by the way, is good. They need to. John, appreciate the call. And I wasn't saying, what are you going to do with your frustration in a snarky way? I'm saying, I'm mad the FBI and DOJ aren't doing more as well. They're obviously corrupt, but it doesn't do enough to complain about it. How do you fight? What do we fight? What does it look like? What makes a difference? And I think you're onto something with at least letting elected members know what you think.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia's Secretary of State announced a statewide signature matching effort for the November election. President Trump's campaign claimed voter fraud and has requested that Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger execute the audit. Signatures for absentee ballots in all of Georgia's 159 counties will be reviewed. Biden has a less than 12,000 vote lead in Georgia. The Hunter Biden laptop is exposing the Biden family's close financial ties to communist China. The story, censored by social media and mainstream media before the election, is not going away. Joe Biden is attempting to change the narrative on CBS.
We have great confidence in our sons. I am not concerned about any accusations being made against them. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is.
The laptop also shows Hunter doing drugs and contains pornography. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Make a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows.
This guy has the best voice on the planet.
So big a for goodness sake.
I saw him at the XL Energy Center.
I was just going to say, he's on my short list of new artists to see.
It's a great concert. Maria and Hannah, wife and daughter, loved Michael Bublé and said, can we go, can we go? And it was like, yeah, I'll go.
Did you get a Rat Pack vibe kind of from the show when you were there?
I will say this, it's not a family-friendly show. He's a little bit of a potty mouth.
He is. Yeah. I've heard that too. Yeah.
And he's a little bit of
from his music, but yeah.
Right. Yeah, I know. And also a little bit of, innuendo that is not appropriate for younger ears and stuff like that. So, but he sings like an animal. It's unbelievable. It's really good. Okay, we're back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Pipers today. Our friends at Pipers are so fun to talk about because they've always got something going on, and they are taking such good care of folks, you know. You think about an estate auction, an equipment auction, sometimes that's not easy, you know. Things aren't going from one generation to the next. It's time to sell, and they just, you know, maximize the amount of dollars for the family. They really make things very easy. It's just it's pretty amazing how they do it. And next month, actually February, a whole round of auctions will crank up on the equipment auction side. Again, we'll be telling you more about those. There's a lot of land auctions going on right now. And also, don't forget land management, because they have an incredible program of land management. There again, any kind of ag property, the appraisals they do are fantastic, but they're in a partner is what they are. Your ag industry partner for ag and the personal property appraisals, 20 years of experience in the ag industry. They sell an average of about 60,000 acres each year. Land management now is north of 200,000 acres by a bunch just in the Midwest of what they're managing. So find out more at Pipers.com. Call them at 877-700-4099. To Wahpeton we go. And Dave, what's on your mind? Hey, Dave, can you hear me? I hear a little crackle on the line, but I don't hear Dave. I don't know if you're mute on maybe there, Dave, or we'll put you on hold, and Daniel will take good care of you there. Gabe's on the road. What's on your mind, Gabe?
Hey, how's it going, Scott?
Good, sir. How are you?
Doing all right. Say, just to piggyback off of that whole breaking news thing that you had on the DOD directing their staff not to cooperate with Biden's transition team, a couple of days ago, ABC News actually had a tweet out there talking about how the Department of Defense has instructed has instructed its staff and so on to cut off nearly all cooperation with the CIA. And that's actually kind of big, because that goes back to a directive that John F. Kennedy had back in the day. I think it was called Order 27 or something like that. And Kennedy had a huge suspicion about the intelligence agencies corrupting the American, corrupting America's government, corrupting all sorts of other, institutions in the country. And it's really interesting, because it really gets the crank turning. What's going on with the Trump administration that they're all of a sudden starting to, mobilize stuff with the DOD and then cutting off nearly all communications between the DOD and the CIA?
And by the way, let me tie in the election to what you're talking about. I do not know if this is true. This is a disclaimer. I have talked to military sources who said this is very plausible, and this is how bad it's become in the swamp. You remember early on, Donald Trump as president and even as president-elect was very critical of the intelligence community. I would be, too, if I found out I was spied on for no reason, using a foreign court and a dossier that was paid for by Democratic campaigns, Hillary and Obama. So he's fair to be a little suspect. Well, in Donald Trump fashion, he says it out loud. Doesn't trust the intel community. Ripped them good. Chuck Schumer, Senator of New York, minority leader in the Senate, then said, oh, Trump has done it now. You don't ever do that to the intel community, because they'll get back to you seven ways to Sunday. That's what Chuck Schumer warned. They'll get back at you seven ways to Sunday. So, again, the report is General Thomas McInerney is one of the military sources on this, by the way, decorated leader in the Army. He's a Joint Chiefs of Staff. I mean, he went up. Was he on the Joint Chiefs? I can't remember if he was Joint Chiefs or not. I might be mistaking him for the general from Kansas that I like so much, whose name now escapes me. Richard. Anyway, highly decorated U.S. Air Force member Thomas McInerney was also a Fox News contributor a few years back. He's the one that laid this out. There was a server farm in Hamburg, Germany. And this server farm was counting votes for machines in the U.S. elections. Gee, Scott, why would servers for U.S. counting machines be in Hamburg, Germany? Good question. Anyway, we find out about this. So remember the day Mark Esper was fired as the Defense Secretary of the U.S.?
Yep.
Like a day after the election. Day or two after the election. Fired. And we're like, what the heck's going on over there? President Trump had ordered, go find these machines. If they're in Hamburg, Germany, I mean, we've got troops over there. Go get them. Mark Esper says not going to do that. Mark Esper doesn't work anymore. So they bring in this other guy, Dennis. He orders the troops over there. They get there. Department of Defense, military, and DIA, they call it, Defense Intelligence Agency, the intelligence apparatus of the military. They know where it's at. They go there. Guess who's guarding it? The CIA. According to General Thomas McInerney, the CIA was guarding it. So you got U.S. on U.S. battle over voting machines. Fast forward now to Mark Esper's replacement is today cutting off all conversation with the Biden administration, ordering everybody in the military.
Wow.
Leading me to say, what the heck is going on here?
That's huge.
What is going on?
But there's no evidence. I mean, why would they do that with no evidence and nothing to see here?
And then you have the president, as some texter just said here, just heard how uncharacteristically hermit-like President Trump has become, which is understandable. He's not meeting with people as he normally would, nor attending Christmas parties. Well, he's been to Christmas parties, not all of them. He didn't go to the fake news media one. I don't blame him. After all he's done for us, we can't just stand by and let this happen. He continues to need our support this Christmas season and beyond. Let's flood the White House with calls, too, and emails of support. Don't give up. Senator Hoeven, Senator Cramer need to contest the Senate in the Electoral College vote count. Let's flood them also to stand up for us and President Trump and be cowardly, as McConnell is calling for. Not be cowardly, I'm guessing they meant to say, but they said what they said. Okay, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Clinton Bismarck's next, actually. Clint, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. Lifelong voting Republican. Vote every election, always vote Republican. And I have held my nose, and I have told myself the lesser of two evils. I will not do that ever again. And just so our North Dakota delegates know, I will leave blank. I will vote for the Libertarian. Or if there is a decent Republican, this is their last chance to ever garner my vote. It's a quarter to midnight. Your previous caller did an excellent job. All three of those guys need to stand up and be counted for North Dakota. And Mitch McConnell, my gosh, anyway, we talk about Joe Biden being a senile old man. Age has caught Mitch McConnell. He needs to step down and go away.
Mitch McConnell has done many good things, but Mitch McConnell is, you can't be there as long as he's been there and not become, you know, a product of the establishment slash swamp and everything else. I mean, the guy has been a genius on judges, and those judges will, you know, hopefully protect us for generations.
The judges kind of let us down a little bit here now.
Well, the Supreme Court justices have. The Supreme Court justices have, yeah. And I don't know what's going on. Here's another one. Let me lay this on you, Clint. Where did I hear this? I heard this in actually somebody's voice about a shouting match between John Roberts and the Supreme Court. I feel like I'm a, you know, tinfoil hat wearing crazy man here. These stories are unbelievable. But, you know, you can't automatically dismiss them given the times that we're in, nor with the result we get. But the gist of it was John Roberts had a screaming match with Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito. And basically, F-bomb this, F-bomb that from John Roberts. I'm not doing anything that helps Trump. Forget about it. From the Chief Justice of the United States.
So Judge Alito, what a fine man and somebody that our governor should listen to. But I want to add one quick thing for Senator Cramer. Senator Cramer, I called him frustrated when Obamacare was being shoved at us. And he told me, well, I'm sorry, I'm only one half of one third of a branch government. The Republican Party had it all. They had it all. And maybe it was thin in the Supreme Court, but they had it all. And they squandered it all. And, you know, when you look at what happened in Georgia, when I watch Newsmax, because Fox is banned from my household, when I watch Newsmax, and I listen to Mitch McConnell get on, send money, we can't lose this. What has Mitch McConnell done during the 4 years of the Trump administration? He's done just like our guys. He's taken credit for what's been good, and he's publicly bashed him on the other side. The first guy that's got to get up on the floor and welcome Biden, Beijing Biden or Joe Obama, whatever you want to call it. That's our guy.
All right, Clint, thank you very much. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here next hour, and we are also efforting interviews with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. They want to do it after Christmas. We may wait that long, may not have any choice, but also Senator Hoeven working on getting them scheduled too, so you can speak directly to them, but you can do that, of course, by phone too, so... Please let your voice be counted in the office. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. The secret to Pfeiffer's highly successful equipment and land auctions? Simple. We are marketers, merchandisers, and auctioneers. Pfeiffer's notable international marketing strategy gives results. Our team does it better than anyone. We will clean, prepare, and stage your equipment and implement our strategic internet and digital marketing program. If you are interested in selling your land or equipment, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 and view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Everybody's in a hurry, in a flurry, shopping till they're dropping in the snow. Kids are crying, dogs are barking, catching up with folks you barely know. Sure, it's madness, but it's magic, as soon as you hang up the mistletoe.
Okay, now I don't know whether to believe this or not, but I just checked out the story about this legislator who got a hold of something from an aide at the Supreme Court and said, you know, that this shouting match I just talked about happened.
Mm-hmm.
And Snopes is a play. I never know whether to trust this stuff or not, but Snopes says it's not true. They're saying the reason it isn't true is because they haven't met due to COVID. So there couldn't have been any meeting because they're not meeting. Now, was everybody on
that
the phone?
We know of.
They phoned and they heard it? I don't know, but that's what they're saying. And then they go on to say, briskly rejecting a long shot but high stakes case, the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday tossed out the Texas lawsuit. Yeah, yeah. Here's the deal. I don't know how it happened, but I have no doubt John Roberts convinced enough people to say, okay, whatever the merits are of this case, if we take this up, there's going to be riots. They're going to be pounding on our doors. I don't want that.
We lost him.
Which is not the constitutional question at hand.
Right. Amen.
I mean, that's the real issue. So anyway, I don't know what to believe or when to believe it anymore. Oh, wait, but by the way, that's been since the beginning of time, right? You know, this idea that you put up your opinion on Facebook, which is your opinion and free speech, needs to be censored by some nitwit in a cubicle in Menlo Park, California, deciding what can go up on Facebook or not, to me is not America. I said it, I'll live by the consequences, I believe it to be true, or I'm a crackpot. You decide, the reader, not nitwit in a cubicle. No, that can't happen that way. Hey, things are tough on the oil and gas industry these days just because of COVID, the lack of demand, huge amount of oversupply. Things are improving right now, which is good news, but it's little by little. You got to have the Be the Buffalo spirit. And our friends at Oasis Petroleum do. Their team does. And they know it's a storm. What do you do when there's a storm? You go into the storm. And they love celebrating North Dakotans, Minnesotans, anybody in the sound of my voice that has that Be the Buffalo spirit. It's as simple as a phone call. 855-200-1776. Dan in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, say, Scott, I apologize. I guess I overslept this morning. I woke up and I'm hearing all these, what must be breaking news. Has the Constitution of the United States been successfully amended just while I was asleep?
I hope not.
Well, what in the world is going on with so many of the state governments, suspending constitutional rights, without, going through the federal Declaration of National Emergency? There are provisions to do that, but the states don't have the right to do that. They have no jurisdiction over the national constitution and the Bill of Rights. I just don't understand it. 14th Amendment, think of so many of them, they're just ignoring them over in Minnesota. It's just amazing. I must have missed something.
Yeah, and the legislators can't muster enough votes to upend the emergency powers and how they're being used, which is amazing to me. I do think at some point there's going to be a I don't know what the word is, but an awakening as to how heavy-handed this was, and the political backlash on somebody like Tim Walz will be significant. But so help me understand this. If the Constitution of North Dakota, Constitution of Minnesota says, you know, the governor has emergency powers and can use those, obviously the legislature can override them, but they haven't done that. So you're saying that still doesn't give them the power unless they go to the U.S. government and say, can we? Ma'am, may I have another?
There is another avenue, and that could be used in the event that one of the governors felt that martial law should be declared in a strictly limited designation of a zone. For instance, at the Kent State riots, the governor in Ohio had called out the National Guard, and that was where those unfortunate killings took place, shootings on the campus at Kent State. I was teaching social studies in those years, and I remember it well. The students had no understanding, because they had been poorly educated, that martial law meant, when it was declared appropriately, that their constitutional rights would eventually be fulfilled, but they were suspended because of the state of emergency. And martial law is a serious thing. But I haven't heard of anything like that being done, and therefore I can't understand how the governor of Minnesota or Michigan can try to do what they're doing, deciding what businesses can be open, who's essential and non-essential. That very concept is against the Constitution and the 14th Amendment.
Yeah. You know, on the other hand, there's the 10th Amendment, although they shred the 10th Amendment on a regular basis, you know, to say, hey, the states, you know, basically have all the power with the exception of blank and blank. So I hear you. I guess I need to know a little bit more about the specific provisions you're talking about. Dan, I appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. We'll get Nate and Wapen in here real quick. Hey, Nate, go ahead.
Good morning, Team Flag.
Good morning.
I have three things that I'll that I would like to briefly touch on. The first one has to do with the rule of law. The first thing is that I don't understand why laws are not being enforced. Would it be interesting to come up with something that would show you how many federal, state and federal laws have been broken and versus how many have been prosecuted? The second I want to touch on is the First Amendment. If burning the American flag is protected under the First Amendment, isn't the right to vote the most precious part of freedom of speech?
Amen, Nate. We'll save third for next time.
Ryan Leahy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.